You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sportsnap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, still working on Eitan Shander on our guest line to talk about the Eagles, again hosting the San Francisco 49ers. Such a compelling game given both of these teams and what a remarkable season they've had, of course. But they don't have the same sort of, star power, if you will, I guess. I mean, that's a bad word to use because they got Christian McCaffrey and a number of other great players. But when you look over at the AFC, Mahomes and Burrow, that's the headline. That's your boxing match. That's your top card. But now you've got the Eagles who have gone, again, 14-3. Two of those losses came without Jalen Hurts. You got the Niners who won 12 in a row. And I think there's so many compelling angles to this. Eitan Shander on a Progressive guest line. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive. Save nearly $700 on average. You know, you do so much, my friend. We didn't know how to bring you in and describe you. So we just said friend of the show. Is that good? Is that good enough for you?
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever you want. And look, here's the thing. I'm obligated to be on now because you took time out of your day when you were off and came on when I was filling in for the network couple of weeks ago. So even if I told Ron Culver, like, no, I'm busy today.
Very nice. Very nice. But man, you got everything going on. TV, radio, blogging, online, everything. You got it all going on.
No more radio, unless I'm here.
Oh, okay. Very well.
Oddshopper. Yeah. Oddshopper.com and Fox 29. That's the easy stuff.
Good stuff. So this Eagles team, give us the brief history, if you can, about how we went from Super Bowl champion a couple of years ago to breaking it down, building it up, and now we're at a one game away from another Super Bowl appearance.
So the Eagles did something in 2017 that's just not really possible, or is possible, but it's not really probable, is probably the better way to put that. And that's win a Super Bowl without your quarterback being one of your best players, if not definitively your best player. And that, I think, was a misnomer for the reason why they were so successful. They were successful because Carson Wentz, granted, was having an MVP caliber season before he went down, but that team was so tight and so strong in certain areas, like the trenches, for example. They had a defensive coach who could have been a head coach in Jim Schwartz. They had a guy in Doug Peterson whose culture and message was not lost on any set of ears in that locker room that year, to where when they lost Carson Wentz, internally, there was no, oh my goodness, we're, you know what, SOL, what have you.
Right.
They were able to just respond. So that was a unique set of circumstances, Tony. That's not you can't copy and paste that in the NFL. Oh yeah, let's just get everything but the quarterback. And Nick Foles played his tail off. We love him. We put a statue up here. What happened after that, and I'll fast forward, they found a franchise quarterback. They found Jalen Hurts, and they were able to use the same mentality and approach that they had in 2017, except the only difference is that Jalen is the real deal.
When did you guys figure that out in Philadelphia? Because at the beginning, everyone was wondering, well, is this the guy? Is out? What does he have to show? Went to the playoffs the year before, and I know they got beat pretty badly by Tampa Bay, but it's still a playoff appearance. What was the conversation like in the summer, and when did it start kicking in that this team is winning and could be a number one seed?
So I have to give a shout to a couple of boys down in Nashville, and you know I'm not going to mention a local station, et cetera, because of the network and all. And this is where I am. My allegiance is with here, SportsMap. But you know, I was talking to a couple of guys in the summer, Tony, about something Jalen Hurts said about, hey, I'm going to go back and I'm going to look at tape and I'm going to work at throwing and in the area that he truly needed to grow. Reads, progressions, arm strength, confidence in his throw deep downfield, on the run as well. And I was having this conversation, and my buddy who does radio down there, he cut me off. He said, he's going to do it. Just watch. Everything he says, he'll do. And I'm thinking like, come on. And then we started to see that week one, week two, week three. And I went back and I kept bringing this conversation up for the first 2 or 3 months. And anybody who has any connection with Jalen Hurts in either place that he went to school will say the same thing. This is a coach's son who, if he tells you something, he's going to do it. That was all it took. He did it this year. Tony, he did exactly what he told us he was going to work on in the offseason, to the point where it looks the improvement Josh Allen made minuscule. That's when it was like, okay, this is a complete package and a young man who's serious. He loves the game. How can you not love that?
How complete is this season? I mean, we can get into the nitty-gritty details of what they could do a little better, but when you go 14-3 and two of those losses are without your star quarterback and one dud game that everybody seems to have, How deep do you have to go to find some things that could be a problem for them in this game against San Francisco?
So real quick, I'm not, this isn't pushback, disagreement, nothing like that. I wouldn't call the Washington game a dud game.
All right.
And I assume that's what you're referring to.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Here, and look, here's the only reason why. That's how you beat this team. The problem is the reason why the Chiefs have won so much, so often, is because the other coach on the other sideline is constantly stuck in his head saying, we got to throw the football. We got to throw the football. We got to score points. Patrick Mahomes is going to score 35 points. We got to get 36. That's the mentality that a lot of teams were falling into early in the season with the Eagles because they saw them explode. Now, Ron Rivera, I mean, maybe he just backdoored his way into a six-leg parlay and, you know, luck happens, but they did not waver from their game plan, no matter what. If San Francisco applies that same mentality and they're not down 14-0, that's how you beat them. But to your point, this is, the most complete element of this team is their defensive line. I've never seen anything like this, man. This is not scheme. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if the one angle people are saying is, if Brock Purdy and the 49ers can't get things going early, and the Eagles can, this could be over quick. That defense doesn't allow teams to come back. Is that an angle?
Yes, absolutely. And it's something that Brock Purdy and this team really hasn't had to do. It's just, this is the Eagles' recipe for success. And think about it. Oh, yeah, get up 10 points, get up 14 points, you win the game. How often have you, Ron, anybody that pays attention to this game, scoffed at the notion that a football game's over at 14-0 halfway through the first? This year, again, anomalies, things happen, the 1%, whatever you want to call it. This year, the Eagles are up 14-0 in the first quarter, the game's over. That all goes back to, you cannot scheme against four grown men who are winning one-on-one battles to the tune in which each of these four men have double-digit sacks. You cannot scheme against that.
12-0 when they run the ball for over 100 yards. Big deal, little deal, no deal for a one-shot game.
It's everything. It's everything. This is the Super Bowl. And I know, like, what are you talking about, man? It's not the Super Bowl. No. This is the Super Bowl. The Philadelphia Eagles have to run Jalen Hurts as they have been this year. And I think that's why you didn't see him much do anything in that final game of the regular season. That's why he was held back, thankfully, because they were up so much against the Giants. But this is Jalen Hurts' time, and this is Jalen Hurts moving with the football. This is Jalen Hurts running and creating space in that defense. If Jalen Hurts is running and physically creating space with his legs on the field, Miles Sanders, Kenny Gainwell, and Boston Scott are fine behind that massive offensive line. Oh, by the way, you had a 10-point lead? Forget it.
Dallas Goedert, how important is he? We know about George Kittle. What about Dallas Goedert?
Yeah. So this is where somebody woke George Kittle's ass up, and I don't know who did, but if you find out, please tell me, because this is the fear I have. The 49ers can win this game. George Kittle, a buck 80, 7 grabs, 2 touchdowns. I don't care what happens, anything else what happens. If that's a stat line you see, that means the Eagles center field and really deep to midfield of their defense has been gashed. And that's been their problem. That's been their one area that you can attack with a competent tight end and quarterback combination. Now, we're talking about Brock Purdy. I know he hasn't turned into a pumpkin, all that other stuff. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt here. He's going to be able to make throws to George Kittle. Kittle is the better tight end. Let's not pull any punches here. Kittle is a monster. Dallas Goedert, on the other hand, he has an interesting role in this offense because he doesn't need the outside receivers, Tony, to have a big game in order to open something up for him. In fact, depending on how the defense plays Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, and Dallas Goedert, you may see the Eagles forcing throws to Dallas early to soften up the outside and bring some extra help there. So Goedert is, you know, Goddard's a top five, I'd say, top six NFL tight end when he's healthy. It's just, you know, George Kittle had a couple of weeks where he wasn't doing anything, and everybody was like, George Kittle, that guy's a monster.
Eton, love you, brother. Thank you so much. Great insight as always, my friend.
I'm happy to. Thank you, brother.
You got it, man. Eton Shander. Good stuff. Energy. Remember when you said, Ron, that, you know, because I was a little under the weather this morning, and you were like, well, Eton's coming on. He'll probably perk you up.
Yeah.
Hey, perks you up. That's what he does. Like I said, I'm fighting through a whatever
that might be a bigger skill.
Have, but now I feel a lot better. I know, right?
not all the Philly knowledge. That's just right. when he comes on, you just feel better.
It's remarkable how he put that in the very beginning in sort of a way, just to sort of paraphrase. It's like, we win, but we're winning in a way that's not sustainable. We got to do something else. That's hard for GMs to do, man.
Yeah.
When you're doing the parade and they're building a statue and you got the trophy and you're making the banners and everyone's talking about you and everyone's excited and all of that. And you still have to go into that room and go, yeah, but can we do this again? Really? Can we really? No, we can't. Some things are going to have to change down the road. And I think what you're seeing this weekend is the ability to fight through that urge and do something different.